The Burt Show.
Jeff got to live out a fantasy yesterday, not only for him, but I think for all of us have at least had this thought in our minds at one point or another.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, Burt asked me this morning when I came in how it felt, and it felt better than I expected.
This is so funny.
I got to be honest with you.
Because it started with that Mike Tyson story.
Yeah, Mike Tyson couldn't get through the gate of a community that he was visiting. Gate wasn't opening fast enough, or that wasn't accepting his code, so he just rammed it.
Yeah, generally, mm-hmm. I think if you have a tattoo on your face, you don't take no for an answer.
So so there was a picture of the messed up gate in the news, and Jen did the story in Entertainment Buzz, and so we started talking about that and talking about how we all have these weird frustrations in the car that all have to do with patience, like waiting for the arm to go up so you can leave the airport parking lot or any parking garage, you know, so you got to put your, like, I have a very vivid memory of when Hayden was born, leaving Northside Hospital, and we went to the wrong gate, but I didn't notice it, and it wouldn't open. And I remember sitting there going, I'm going to have to ram it. I'm going to have to ram the gate. Thank you, baby Hayden. But then you see the sign that says this entrance or exit closes at 10 p.m. Please use whatever. I'm like, ah, crap.
Right.
Because the sign's up, then you don't have an excuse to ram it. So that's been living in the back of my head, and it rears itself whenever I'm in a parking garage or when I'm cruising through a parking lot and I just see one lonely grocery cart. I hear that theme from, you know, that The Good, Bad, and Ugly. There should be tumbleweeds.
Tumbleweeds going.
Tumbleweeds blowing by, and I'm like.
Your little hand trigger. Uh-huh,
yeah.
Shifting, yeah.
Uh-huh. Ready to go. I got, you know, ready, like. I can get up to third gear by the time I hit it. So I mentioned that we were talking about the Mike Tyson thing, and a listener called up and said, look, if you want to live out this fantasy, I've got a van. I just bought a new car.
Perfect.
I've got a van that's like 20 years old. It's on its last leg, which is actually funny because I got a phone call while they were setting up for it that the van stalled.
Oh, really?
And our intern, Jason, had to go get his car and get cables and jump the van to get it started.
And there's a three kidnapping maximum on any van, and I think he's probably kidnapped three people, so he had to get
right,
the thing
so
up.
He's got to turn it over to the next. So they get the van running, and they call me up, and they go, okay, so we're ready for you. Come on down. So Melissa and I go downstairs, and they had... I don't know. I'm bad at distances. 50 yards away.
Yeah, I am too. But we turned the corner from our office building to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And we both stopped and we're like, that is exactly what we thought that van would look like.
but there's the van and it's running and it's got, you know, it's chilly outside. So, and I think the engine's a little bit jacked up because it is. I mean, I think he said it's an 85.
Is the exhaust kind of puttering out of the back and puffs?
But it's big puffs of white smoke.
That's great.
So you'll see that in the video. Big puffs of white smoke. So the van is running and then 50, 60 yards down the parking lot is just one lonely grocery
there
cart.
There it is. Come saying, hit me, boy, mm-hmm. take me out.
And this is in a parking lot where there's like some construction going on, but obviously with the economy, this project has been stalled, so it's completely empty. There's no one in the parking lot, so it's ours. So as soon as I see it, I get excited. I'm like, oh, this is exactly what I imagined. It's going to be fun. So I'm talking to Melissa, and she's going to do like an intro, like kind of do a play-by-play thing for it. And then I'm going to ram the cart. And so I'm getting over there and I see our webmaster and the guy who's our videographer. And he says, okay, ready to do this? I said, yep. And he goes, okay, well, just so I'm on record as saying so, you could die. And I'm like, excuse me? And he goes, just want to go on record as saying the car could come up through the windshield, the car could go flying, down over the hill, like all this other stuff. The van could explode, the brakes could fail. Like, he goes over every possible doomsday, and I'm like, why are you doing this?
To alleviate him of responsibility.
Right, and he goes, because that way if anybody asks, because he was the only employee out there, because we had all of our interns were down there. Rich was down there, and intern Jessica was down there, and intern Jason was down there. But the only paid employee was our videographer, and he's like, so everybody heard that, right? Jeff could die or be maimed. And I'm like,
I say it's worth it.
Yeah.
I say it's worth it.
I am not responsible for what happens to Jeff's brain when the shards of metal go through it.
Right. So, I mean, this van is held together. Like, I told the guy I wanted the window rolled down, you know? And so I try to roll. He goes, no, it doesn't look like that. And he pulls the door apart, takes a screwdriver out, and then the window just falls into the door.
Haven't we all had a car like that at one point or another where you can point to anything in the vehicle and it's just not working?
Oh,
like the glove compartment, every time you go around a right turn, the glove compartment opens up.
I actually had a passenger side door that would open. So there was the bungee cord that was attached to the passenger side door and to the console in the middle, the emergency brake. And that's the way I kept the door shut.
So we're ready to go, and we're ready to do this. So Melissa does a little bit of an intro, and then I hop in the van, and I make one nice strong. It only took one.
Let her fly.
Mainly because, and you'll see this in the video.
Can't wait to watch.
Mainly because I don't know if the van could have handled two.
You got it. Yeah.
But
I think when I got there, I got there, I said, who's going to win, the van or the car? Because everybody just assumes that the car is going to be airborne and go 50, 100 feet, and the car is just this little rinky-dink thing.
Not if the van is from 1982.
Right.
But I think you'd be surprised.
Pretty good handicap. All right, so we're going to play the audio from the video here. The video is now up online on our website at Q100Atlanta.com, and we'll see if it prints on the air also.
Can we watch?
Go over there and watch. So, Melissa, you haven't seen this yet, have you? I mean, you lived it, but you haven't seen it.
We all have fantasies when we're in traffic. You know, you're frustrated and you just want to move ahead. And so you want to ram the car in front of you, but you don't. You have the fantasy, you don't do it. We talked on the Bird Show about that, but Jeff's fantasy is not a car in front of him. It's a shopping cart. He's like, you know, there's so many random shopping carts in parking lots. He's like, just one time I want to gun it and I want to hit the shopping cart. Well, you know what? We want to make Jeff Dollar's fantasy come true.
I'm so excited.
We are here today about to get Jeff into a van, thanks to Bird Show listener Kyle for donating his van.
That's a sexy van.
Yeah, you know what? That's the kind of van that you see on the side of the road that's just been pulled over by 9 cops with, like, 400 pounds of weed.
Or 400 people in.
Yeah, right.
Let's do it. Cue the Rocky theme. I'm getting in the Love Mobile.
It's a beige 70s color van, too, with brown trim.
All right, here we
with
go.
No hubcaps.
Look at the exhaust.
That's awesome.
Spewing smoke.
That thing is nasty.
Here it comes.
Get it, boy. Go get it. No, it didn't go as far as I thought it would go. So,
the door got stuck shut.
And the cart is just lonely and on its side.
Oh my God.
And the front of the van is just jacked up.
Jeff sitting in that van is priceless.
That right there is a good cart.
So that's online right now.
Crashed. And look at...
The cart is fine.
The cart, not damaged at all.
The van fender has, and the bumper has fallen off, but the cart is in perfect working order.
That's why people use those on the after Thanksgiving sale to ram people, because those carts are sturdy.
Yes. Like, don't ever do it.
That is so funny.
Good morning, Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I know how Jeff must feel. He must be liberated because I deliver mail. And for some reason, people think that every Thursday they need to put their trash can in front of the mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to come through the neighborhood and take out every trash can that is in front of the mailbox. I do not want to smell your trash while I'm trying to put your mail in the box.
Yeah, Jeff lived this for you yesterday. His is in the form of a shopping cart, but he did this for you.
Thank you.
He did this for all of us.
You're welcome. And I don't want to encourage this because it jacked up. I gave Bert a piece of the van. Like, it is.
Yeah, don't try this at home, kids. Your car will take a beating.
Yes.
It's not worth it.
It feels so good, but seriously, don't do it.
Now, here's my question. Yeah. Do you think that now when you see grocery carts, you're going to want to ram them more than before?
It was the worst possible thing I could have done. I want to run over everything now.
You're an addict now, man.
I can't. It felt so great.
The Bert Show.